USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort is sentenced to 3.5 additional years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. This all stems from the Russia investigation, and that brings Manafort's entire prison sentence up to 7.5 years. Canada became the latest country to ground all Boeing 737 MAX airplanes. Canada's transport minister says the aircraft is banned from flying over Canadian airspace in addition to taking off or landing in the country. As far as the ban on the planes here in the United States, Republican Senator Sam Graves believes we should let the investigation take place first.
The fact of the matter is the FAA and the NTSB, they are the world leaders when it comes to aviation safety. And so, you know, let's get all the data. We're going to have more data in 24 hours and most of the data in 48 hours. Let's get all the data before we make any irrational decisions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on Thursday on the resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News he believes Democrats and Republicans can work together on legislation.
I like to think the president would join with us and try to improve it. And that may be a way to get more Republicans on board. No. I'm not predicting it'll happen, but I'm more optimistic today than I was yesterday.
Snow is continuing to fly in parts of the United States, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A big heads up if you live in the central U.S. as an intense winter storm that meteorologists refer to as a bomb cyclone is threatening that part of the country today. It's rapidly intensifying, expected to bring blizzard conditions as well as flood threats and hurricane-force wind gusts from the Rockies to the upper Midwest.
Drive safely if you're traveling in that part of the country, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Capitalism these days seems to be getting a bad rap from some folks, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a New York Democratic congresswoman who's openly pushing for socialism. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Nathan Latka. He's principal of Latka Capital and also author of a new book titled How to Be a Capitalist Without Any Capital. And he believes all these people wanting socialism, they have it all wrong.
It is very scary, people my age, that think that they know how to create jobs because they were a bartender at a bar. What's way more powerful is to put all your money you've earned your whole life on the line to launch the bar in the first place to create the job for this person. Now, obviously, I'm talking about Mrs. AOC herself. It's, you know, I'd love if she's created any kind of job in her life. It'd make her point of views way more interesting instead of just attacking business owners. I mean, you could look at a guy like Jeff Bezos. We should be kissing Jeff Bezos' feet, because imagine if the U.S. was not a capitalistic society. He may have said, you know what, I want to go build this business in a country that rewards my hard work and success. And the problem with a lot of people that you might find at a Bernie rally that I've spoken with is, you know, they go home, they work their 9-to-5, they go home, and they watch Netflix for 3 hours, right? It's like they just, you know, they should change that for a little bit of hustle and ambition. I mean, what we should be giving out instead of free tuition is ambition. And if we did more of that, you'd see more people working hard, hustling, and building financially independent lives for themselves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is the weather. It is 44 degrees outside right now, mostly sunny. We're going to hit a high near 50. And tonight we're going to be mostly cloudy, low around 34. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 59. Chance of showers tomorrow night, though, Thursday night. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, heads up. At least the S word, snow, is not in on it, which is fine. And then Friday night going into more chance of showers. The weekend, sunny, high near 48 on Saturday. Sunny, high near 43 on Sunday. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Going to give you a heads up, we're experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties here, and we're trying to work on them right now. But I wanted to just talk to you real quick about the Max Challenge in Clinton. We have been there, it's going on 9 months, I think, right now. And I'll tell you right now, this is the place to be if you want to change your life. It's as simple as that. You can change your life. And that phone number, if you've been thinking about it for too long, sometimes we think about things too many times. That's all I'm going to say about that. But you're going to want to give that number a call, and you are going to want to speak with one of us and talk to us. Let us help you get into the best shape that you've been in a long time, okay? I'm going to just jump to commercials real quick. Again, I'm having some technical difficulties here. We're going to be right back. Don't you move. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And we're back, and this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. We are having technical difficulties with our live stream here, and that's why I kind of interrupted it. But what I'm going to do is record us, because I have a special guest here today, and hopefully maybe we can jump back live later. I'll try again in a little while, Christine. I'm actually going to reverse this. Let's see here. Can I reverse it? No? Come on. Nope, it's not letting me. I have to actually reverse it when I start, so I'm going to stop it. And I suck at this when I don't know what I'm doing. So anyway, so yes, we are having technical difficulties, so I'm going to try recording this and upload it later, So anyway, this is Max Living, and I am here with an incredible person who is one of our members here for quite some time. Her name is Christine Rojas. She's one of our legacy members. Say hello, Christine.
Hello, hello.
And I just want to make sure I got the proper microphone on for you. Go ahead. Say hello again.
Say hello again.
There you go. Now I got you. All right, cool. And I'm just going to improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Okay.
So, again, I gave out the phone number just in case if anybody's listening to this, watching this later. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are at the beautiful Grey Rock Shopping Plaza on Route 31 in Clinton. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. We have some things coming up here I just want to talk about real quick before we get into our discussion. I'm going to skip over the first commercial break since I ran extra commercials. We're going to go right into it. And that is, very importantly, the Max Day of Giving. That is coming up on April the 13th. And the company, the whole company, does the Day of Giving on April 13th. Now, every Max Center will choose a charity to support. And what we have done here is we have chosen Prevention Resources. They used to be Hunter and Prevention Resources. And if you go back onto our Facebook page, you will find a broadcast where I interviewed the COO, Jerry, of Prevention Resources. And she was able to tell us some amazing things. They help people with the opioid crisis that's going on, teenagers, families, people coming out of rehab. It's just an incredible thing. So every dime that we make is being donated to Prevention Resources. Every dime. We're selling T-shirts. The amazing people over at the Red Mill Museum, Paul and his people there, thanks again, have donated the entire grounds for that day. Now, here's the thing. You're probably asking yourself, hey, what can I do to help? Well, let me tell you. You can show up, and we're doing a very inexpensive price of admission for that day. We are looking for vendors to set up tables. We are looking for donations. We're looking for gifts in kind. So there's so many ways. We're going to be giving out tote bags. If you're on a business, if you're a business in Clinton, we can get your advertisement into those tote bags. There's different levels of sponsorship. It is something you're not going to want to miss, and we're hoping for hundreds, if not more, people to show up that day. So if you are a business, if you are a person, you want to volunteer, you want to donate, 908-627-7020, you call us, and we'll help you out with that too. So, all right, so I'm going to go back to my guest here, to the amazing and awesome Christine Rojas. Thanks for joining me today, Christine.
Thank you.
And speak up just a little bit louder.
Thank you.
That's better. Volume. Yay. And so, Christine, you started, we were talking before,
yep.
1 week after we started our first challenge.
Yep.
So July 23rd of last year.
Yep.
And Christine has a really great story. Background story here, and so what I'm going to do is go right into that. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, so I, you know, like everybody else, I struggled struggle with knowing nutrition. And, you know, weight is always a struggle. You know, you kind of hide behind clothes and you try to tuck and where you can.
Yes.
But, you know, I was in a really weird place. And as, you know, you try to make these excuses and all these kinds of things. But nutrition for me was more of a medical issue.
Okay.
I struggle from migraines severely, and I was using food to try to, I just didn't know where to go. And I also have another caveat of that. I suffer from anhidrosis, which nobody really kind of knows what that is.
Yeah, what is that?
I do not have the ability to sweat at all. I do not have a cooling system in my body at all.
And gotcha.
That some people say, oh, that's amazing. No, it
no,
is not.
It's not.
It is not. You know, sometimes even at the max, people are like, oh, you look so great. Like, it's yeah. not. You sweat for a reason.
Sure.
So working out and in the sun and all that other stuff can contribute to very terrible things when you do not sweat. So all of these things factored against you just do not make for a very
great, I can't even imagine.
Great trifecta of trying.
And you were born with this.
I was.
Okay. So
right.
That's
and
been,
it's hereditary.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately, some of my family has also gotten this wonderful thing.
Okay.
But, you know, like all of us, you know, we all have our thing. So, you know, some of us suffer from a lot of things. So, you know, we just move on and we do what we can. And we try to find back doors around it. And that's what we have to do. We're given these things in life and we move on. So anyway, I was just trying to survive with these things. And,
mm-hmm.
I was not going anywhere. So, this wonderful flyer came in the mail that said Max Challenge.
Oh, you got it in the mail.
I did get it in
okay.
the mail. I did.
A lot of what we do is digital, so
yes,
that's interesting.
I believe it was in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was just at the point where I had to make a change.
Yeah.
And that was my change. So I made the call and Ron, I think I spoke to Ron at the point,
mm-hmm.
and he just said this pivotal thing to me, and I literally gave him my credit card that day.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And I thought to myself, I really hope that he takes my credit card and does something really good with it, because I'm taking this big, huge chance.
Sure.
Sure. And that was it. It really changed my, here I am. It changed my life.
Fantastic.
8 months later, it changed my life. I really can say that. And a lot of people who are skeptics can sit here and say, I can be a skeptic too, but
yeah.
Here I am. The change is the change. And that's just it.
And that's just it?
That's cool. Just it.
Now, when we talked before the show,
mm-hmm.
you admitted to me and showed me
yeah.
that you kept your notes from
I
when
did.
Ron talked to you. Can you show us?
Because
I know he's going to see this later.
Look,
and I think he'll get a kick out of this.
See,
Christine kept your notes, Ron.
I kept your notes, Ron.
Look at this.
When I sat down at my kitchen table, and this is my whole folder that got me through every single challenge that I did.
Wow.
Because I am a visual person.
Mm-hmm.
I have to write things down, and that's what kept me through. Whatever gets you through, do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Do whatever it is that gets you through. So I kept my little thing that I was writing notes with Ron, and he said one thing that made me give him his credit card.
What's that?
He said motivation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we give you motivation.
Yeah.
And I don't think other gyms or whatever, wherever you're going to go, you know, they can give you weights and they can give you toning and they can give you all these
sure.
other things and they can give you a pamphlet on nutrition and send you away.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to give you day-to-day motivation and
mm-hmm.
support. And that's exactly what he said, and that's exactly what they have given me for 8 consistent months.
Yeah.
And it's infectious because it's not just him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a Jillian. Wonderful Jillian.
Yay,
thank you.
Jillian.
Yay.
The amazing Jillian.
And it's not just Megan. Hi, Megan.
Congratulations, Megan.
Congratulations. It's not just Sarah. It's not just everybody that sits behind the desk or comes out and teaches a class. It's infectious to the members that mm-hmm. stand next to you on the mat. It just flows throughout that mat and that gym every single day.
There you go.
Oh, there it is.
Well, thanks for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to let people know, too, just in case mm-hmm. she's watching us later, Megan just gave birth to a beautiful little baby
Yay!
Boy. So
Yay!
We're happy, happy for them.
Clap it up.
And you know, with the technical issues, I've been kind of distracted. So I'm going to change it just a little bit.
Yeah.
I cannot forget to do the shout outs here. And since you started it, I'm going to go from there. So we're going to shout out to Ron and Lauren Adelstein,
Yay!
Who are the driving forces behind the Max Challenge of Clinton.
Yes.
And then, of course, you mentioned the amazing Jillian.
Yes.
Our instructor and membership experience leader. And we have Sarah, and she did that great St. Patrick's Day themed class today.
Yeah.
Sarah is a professional river dancer, and she's incredible.
Burpees and then, for days today.
And then we have Scotty and Kim. And, you know, they used to be members, and now they're on the team too. And, of course, the incredible Terry is on there now, who's a member of ours, and she's a membership experience leader also. And did I forget anybody? I don't think I forgot.
All the coaches, because
all our coaches are fantastic. I'm Mark, by the way. I am your host today. I always forget to introduce myself. I am the manager and chief motivator, I guess, or something like that. That might be Ron. We'll have to arm wrestle for that title later on. So, but what I'm going to do right now is we're going to take a quick break and come back. And then what I'll do is I'm going to pause the video here, and then we can upload part one, part two, part three, unless Facebook's back up and running, then we'll see what's going on. So, again, Christine's going to continue to share her story. She has had her share of roadblocks and bumps in the road, and has overcome each and every one of them to date. And we're going to talk about that a little bit too. So this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge at Clinton, 908-627-7020. Don't move.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge at Clinton, 908-627-7020. For those watching on the video that I'm going to upload later, this is part two, in case you missed part one. And I'm here with the incredible and fantastic Christine Rojas, who's one of our amazing members. You know, and I think you're going to agree with this, Christine, we are successful because of our members. Because of their successes, because of your successes. Without that, without their dedication, their commitment. I'm telling you right now, we have a new challenge coming up too. April 1st is going to be the next challenge, Challenge 4, coming up. We are running enrollment specials. If you're listening to this and you have not taken control of your health, or you've tried to and it hasn't worked, you are going to want to call that number, the 908-627-7020. You talk to one of us. We will not let you down. That's it. We are going to give you everything, everything that you need to succeed, okay? And let's jump right back in here. So Christine has such a cool story here, and I actually didn't even know about this until recently, but Christine was involved. Are you still?
No, I actually retired two years ago, but they're still sucking me back in. Like, and I get calls.
I didn't even get it out yet. It's roller derby. Yes, roller derby. How did you get started in roller derby?
Okay, so I played for 10 years. I played, I coached, I captained. So just to give you a background, I was born with skates on my feet, so to say. I used to skate in the supermarket with my mother in my strawberry shortcake skates when they used to allow that sort of thing, just not to date myself.
Right.
I used to wear the skate key when I was little. Like, I was that kind of kid, you know. Me and my husband skate in the city once a year. That's what we do. But anyway, so I had seen a flyer. I must have a knack for flyers.
Flyers, yeah.
They just suck me in, you know. Do a flyer. I'll do anything.
Be careful what you say on air, because all the marketing companies out there are going to be like, well, we got to send her flyers.
Like, oh, flyers. Christine Rojas. Send one to her. She'll do it. I had seen this recruitment flyer, and I was like, oh, skating? I could do that. Yeah, no, not so much. So I show up, and they're so nice, and they're like, you could do this. You just buy a pair of skates. It's no big deal. Then the first night came, and it's like, it's football and roller skating all together. And
that.
I was like, but I already bought my skates. I kind of have to do this now. So, and then, you know, it was amazing. It really was. It pushed you to the limits. It showed you who you are. Roller derby shows you who you are as a person. They used to call me Miss Congeniality because I would stand on the line next to somebody and be like, oh, your shorts are really awesome, and then just knock them out. Yeah.
Oh,
so, but you know, at the same time, it brings people together, and that's kind of what the Max does, right?
Oh yeah,
100%. It brings people together.
100%.
You kind of, you know, the Max Challenge of Clinton. I can't speak for anybody else because I don't. I'm assuming they're all of the same, but the Max Challenge of Clinton is my love because I'm there every day.
We love you.
Thank you. You know, you can go and you can be one of one, but you're not, because we kind of hone in on you and we stand next to you and we go, we got you.
Yes.
We understand what you're going through right now, because we've all been there. I've been there. I was there day one, and I've been there day, I can't even count now. I've been through, now this is my fourth challenge.
Yeah, fourth,
this
fourth
is
challenge.
Crazy.
You've been there at least 7 months now.
And I'm still there. You have to say something for that. I don't think I can't say that I've been there 10 years in derby, but this is totally different. Every single day I showed up at 9:30. I think I maybe missed 5 classes. Every day. My kids were like, oh, stay home. I was like, oh, no, You get on the bus because I have to go. I've never really stayed that true to myself because I had to do it for me.
Sure.
And that's the main thing. You want to do it. You want to get on that mat. It's 45 minutes. You owe it to yourself to get out there and do it, because you're seeing the results. There's nothing else that's more important that you owe to yourself.
What was you come in week one, day one. What was your first impressions before and after that first class? Remember what you were feeling?
Yeah. It was like, this is not a gym.
Right.
It's not a gym.
That's true.
It's not a gym. This is like, this is a weird word to use. This is an experience.
Oh, no, I use that word.
Do you
when
really?
I tell people that sometimes it's trying to describe chocolate to somebody who's only tasted vanilla
it's
their whole
weird.
Life.
It's weird.
Many people are so used to these big box gyms who don't know their names, don't give a damn if they
yeah.
walk in the doors.
Yeah.
They donate their money every month, and that's it. That's what they're used to.
Yeah.
And so they've been tasting vanilla their whole life, and now here's chocolate.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's an experience.
And I went home, and my husband's like, well, how did it go? And I was like, and this, and then that, mm-hmm. and then this happened. And I was all excited, and he's like, oh, you drank the Kool-Aid today. And I was like, yeah, I think I could drink it every day, and I've been drinking it since July.
Oh, my
so.
God, that's so funny. That's so funny. He's saying it way back then.
Yeah.
And so when you walked in, did you have trepidation? Were
of
you
course.
Nervous?
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah.
A lot of people
You know what?
Are.
It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're this big, buff gym guy, if you're a put-together lady, if you're, it doesn't matter. Everybody has fears. You yeah. can't tell me that nobody has the anxiety to walk into someplace that's new, or everybody has that little doubt, like, I'm going to be judged or not accepted or
yeah.
You cannot say that. But the minute you walk in there, somebody's going to look at you and say, hey, you're new. Come on, come yeah. stand with me. We're going to walk it out. I'm going to show you. That's the way the Max Challenge way is mm-hmm. of Clinton. Because we all care and we all want you to succeed because we know what it feels like. We've all been there
yes.
day one, challenge one, you know, and we want to see you feel like we feel today.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. I used to say this a lot. I think I mentioned it on air once before. It's we know that losing weight and getting in shape can be hard.
Yeah,
it can be hard.
Yeah.
You know what else is hard, though? Walking up the stairs and losing your breath.
Yeah.
Bringing your children or grandchildren to the park and not being able to work out with them, to play with them, because you can't move. You don't have the energy.
Yeah.
It's hard having to go to the store to buy new pants because the ones that you're in now are getting too tight. That's hard to walk into that store and do that. So you need to choose your hard.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is that Team Clinton, and Christine here is one of our coaches too, by the way, and she is an amazing coach and huge help to our membership base. Thank you. Now I'll say thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
And but the difference is between, you know, the one hard of losing weight and getting in shape versus the heart of buying new pants and being out of shape is you have an entire team behind you,
mm-hmm.
being there for you, encouraging you, helping you overcome those fears.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, it's, you know what? I said this before, Christine, it's a blessing to do what I do because people do walk into these doors
yeah.
fearful and I have the answer to help them.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, folks, if you haven't considered it and you're considering it now, it's as simple as that. If you do the program, I guarantee you will have results.
Yep.
Simple as that.
Yep.
So you've had a tremendous transformation. We were talking about this before we got here
yeah.
today.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Your
yeah,
before
yeah.
and after picture. I'm not going to go into that. But it
you
is.
You can go into it. It's okay.
I can.
I
okay.
Know.
But
it's
here's
okay.
the thing. Can I tell the story? Do you want to tell
absolutely.
The story about your
no,
son?
It's okay. So Mark asked me to send pictures, but I kind of thought he'd be like, oh, we're going to blip it when we come to this radio show.
I'm just going
to
show it real fast.
Yeah, we're going to show it real fast, like boop, boop. And then I'm standing in the – hi, Tyler. That's my son. I'm standing in the kitchen, and I'm like going through the Facebook, as we all do, like on our downtime, whichever, if anybody has that at all.
Yeah.
And he sees my face like drain a little bit, and he's like, what's the matter, Mom? And I'm like, they showed my picture for everyone to see. And he's like, oh my gosh, Mom, that's huge.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I come home, I just like sweat pan it up and nobody ever sees like.
And he hasn't seen your before and after before.
No, I don't.
Until now.
No, because, you know, that's, that's, I said, it's like feeling like wet and naked in front of everybody. Right. You know, that's like a very raw experience.
Sure is.
But then, like, when he said that, I was like, why wouldn't I share that? Like, you work for that. That's a very, you should pass that along. Everybody should pass that along.
Absolutely.
You know, you want to inspire to say, like, this was where I came from and this is where I'm at. And I'm okay with that. Yeah. I should be okay with that. It's not boasting and it's not bragging. It's saying, this is where you can be. Just throw the gauntlet down and say, I'm going to do it.
100%.
Sign up.
100%. And that's the thing. Sometimes we think about things too long.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this before, we're in an age where we like to gather information. Like, I got to get some information on this. And I got to get some more information. And then we go to different websites. We go to 100 different websites. We talk to 100 different people. Got to act. Massive action.
Yep.
You got to take massive actions on it. So, all right. So what we're going to do is we're going to end part two right here. We're going to come back in just a minute or so. So don't move. If you're listening on the radio, this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge at Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Don't move. Be right back.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back for part three. And in case anybody's listening, the reason I'm saying part three is because I'm actually recording this this broadcast on my phone and doing it in segments, so it uploads easier later, just to be honest. You are listening to Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge at Clinton, 1802 Route 31 North in a beautiful Clinton, New Jersey at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. 908-627-7020. We have enrollment specials. We have the Max Day of Giving coming up on April 13th. You should go to our Facebook page. Look for the Max Challenge of Clinton. Go to our Facebook page. There's information about the Max Day of Giving. You can be a sponsor. You can be a vendor. You can be a volunteer. Seriously. This is going to help out Prevention Resources. Used to be Hunterdon Prevention Resources. And they are doing amazing work with people with addictions and families who need help, people coming out of rehab. It's incredible what they're doing. So I am here today with the amazing and incredible Christine Rojas also. So we were talking a little bit just now. And what I wanted to talk a little bit about now, if you would, is how you started. What was the first changes you started to notice after you started the Max? And how did you feel? What was the difference in it? Because let's be honest here, you didn't have to lose 100 pounds. You didn't have 100 pounds to lose, but you still had this dramatic transformation that you went through.
Yeah, but you know what? For me, the weight loss, it was secondary, and I say that lightly, okay, because everybody wants to lose weight. Hello, that's mm-hmm. what we do it for. Yeah. It feels wonderful yeah. to lose weight. So, but for me, it was the nutrition, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, like, when Megan and Jillian, because I had met them together, pulled me aside and they were like, you're not going to be able to eat dairy anymore. I swear, I almost picked up my bag and I was like, I'll see you later.
Don't give away too many secrets now.
Sorry. Sorry. And don't be feared by that, because there's like workarounds, yeah, but that. I almost picked up my bag and I was like, see you later, keep your money. But for me, I knew that if I wanted to make a change, I had to change.
Yeah.
For the better. Like, you can't keep doing the same things and expecting different results, right?
That's insanity.
Because that's the definition of sanity. Yeah. So, for me to feel better, I had to make those steps. My life is completely changed. I'm happy with the results. The first things that I, when I started this nutrition plan, I understood nutrition. I understood that eating these massive healthy portions, yeah. I was okay to eat that and feel good. Like, I remember saying, like, I'm eating like these Fred Flintstone quantities. Is this like okay? And they're like, yes, because you're not eating. I was literally like starving myself only because I didn't know what I was doing. So they brought to light that your body is like a machine. You need to feed it, to fuel it, for it to understand.
Yeah.
And once that my body got back on track, it is a machine.
Yeah.
And it needs to move and to go and to burn and to, there's so many things I'm 45 and I didn't know how to feed my body. That's insanity.
That's huge.
Right?
That's huge. You're not alone though. You're not alone.
This is huge.
Yeah.
I know I'm not alone.
Yeah.
I mean, so, that was the first change that was huge for me. And when I got all that under control, I started to feel better. I stopped taking certain medications. I felt brighter.
Mm-hmm.
I looked brighter in the mirror when I looked at myself.
Nice.
I could get up in the morning and I could go. I wanted to be on that mat. I had more oomph. I don't know if that's a term.
It's a technical trainer's term, I think. Oomph.
I had that oomph in my belly to keep moving. I felt like I had that fire, that life inside of me.
Yeah.
And I know that you know, you can bring that skeptic out again, but I'm not bringing it out. It's gone. That skeptic is way gone.
You've had obstacles.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we hear a lot of different excuses. This is the week of no excuses. I proclaimed it on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And so we're looking at no excuses. Can you share with us one, maybe two, of those obstacles that you needed to kind of, whether they were physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, that you knew walking in, like, you know what, for me to succeed at this program, I'm going to need to work on this or overcome this?
I think obstacles are always excuses.
Hmm.
So, you know, like, oh, this hurts today, or I'm so sore, or, you know, I'm afraid. Fear is always an obstacle.
True.
But I put it in my brain to say this no longer. So I my goals, right? I mean, we always have a goal. Like, my goal is always push-ups. I know that sounds really silly, but even though I was an athlete I'm going to call myself an athlete for 10 years, I could not do one push-up.
I would call you
an athlete.
That's
so silly.
Yeah.
Not one push-up.
Hmm.
Silly. But my goal was each day I'm going to do one thing better.
Right.
That's still my goal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to do one plank jack today.
Mm-hmm.
Or one, you know, better thing today. And then I'm going to do two tomorrow and then three. And that turned into this massive, you know, keep going and keep going and keep going. So I would do, even if I couldn't get it until the end of the week, that's okay. Because, you know what? I have 10 weeks to accomplish
that.
There
you go. Yeah. When we talk about level 10 a lot, I've always said that level 10 is better, faster, stronger, longer than yesterday for you.
Yep.
You can't compare yourself to anyone else.
No.
Because if you do, that just becomes an excuse also.
No.
You know, well, I can't do it. You know what? Let's be honest. There's going to be people watching this or listening to this going to be like, well, I don't look like her.
Doesn't matter.
I need to lose, you know, 80 pounds, not just 20 or whatever it is.
Right.
It doesn't matter. That's an excuse. We've had people.
Yep.
I'm not going to name names, but I know people have lost personally at our center in Clinton 60 pounds.
Yep.
It's just happening because that's the commitment of it. That's the commitment of it. So I'm going to go to a quick commercial in 2 minutes. You have advice for somebody. Like somebody's listening, watching right now. They're hesitating. Doesn't matter what their goals are. Maybe weight loss is not it. We're not really like a weight loss program, but it happens with it. So they're watching, they're hesitating. You know, they set that New Year's resolution and they've failed epically, which happens to the majority of people. Somebody's watching you right now. Before we go off to commercial, what's the first piece of advice you want to give them?
Just take one step. Come to a trial class. I would rather see people come and say, this isn't for me, but you're never going to know if you don't try it.
Yes.
What are you doing on your couch, right?
And you can make any class a trial class, by the way. It doesn't have to be an official trial class event, you know, but yeah.
Come. I'll stand next to you. We'll walk it out. Honestly.
Christine goes to the 9:30 class, by the way.
I'll go to any class you want. Honestly.
I love it.
You'll never, ever know if you don't try this.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the future, next goals, things like that. So this is Max Living brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. 908-627-7020 is the number. Don't move. Be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness.
We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
There we go. Yes, we are chuckling, and we're back. This is part four. If you're going to be watching the video series, this is Max Living, brought to you by the amazing one and only Max Challenge of Clinton. If you have been struggling with food addiction, with laziness, with going into the doctor's office afraid, coming out of the doctor's office even more afraid, you need to call 908-627-7020 and talk with one of us. I am here with the incredible Christine Rojas, one of our amazing members. We have so many amazing members, too. And she's also one of our coaches. And we have a couple minutes left here, so let's jump into it here. The future here, you have goals.
Yes.
What's one of your primary goals for this next challenge that starts April 1st?
You know, it's funny. I try not to set, like, future goals. I try to set daily goals.
Oh, okay.
So, I know that sounds weird.
No.
But, you know, my daily goal is always to go into it just with more, to try to push myself just a little bit more than I did the day before.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't do, I don't know, you know, that jack a little bit more than I could have,
or, right,
you know, maybe that. But if I had to set a future goal, I'd say, I don't know. See, I just set those daily goals.
There you go. Okay.
So I just try to be just like a hair better than I was the day before.
Sure.
I think setting like a big, massive goal for myself, I don't.
Okay.
You know, I don't have those. I think everybody should have a big goal.
Yeah.
Because then it gives you that end point. I did in the beginning.
Okay.
I definitely had those. But for now, I think I'm just taking smaller steps for myself because that's where I am in my journey.
100%.
Everybody should be somewhere in their journey.
Yeah.
Because everybody's different, like you said.
100%. Right? Yep. Everybody's mm-hmm. different.
Absolutely.
So now let's switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
I want you to talk to our members. Okay.
Yes.
People look up to you.
Oh,
okay, they look
I love
up to you. They
it. I love
they look
it.
Up to the team for different reasons. You inspire people. You
Thank
do.
Thank you.
So, there are members. I don't know who. Okay, but this is typical. There's going to be a percentage of our membership that's struggling right
yes.
now. They've been through their 10-week challenge. They're struggling. Life beats on them every now and then. You know, there are some members that have years,
mm-hmm.
maybe decades of
mm-hmm.
bad habits
mm-hmm.
that they have broken. And those little demons come
yep.
and sit on your shoulder every morning,
oh,
and
yeah.
you got to. So, words of advice and encouragement to our current members, whether they're in the 10-week challenge and struggling, or, you know, and April 1st is a great time to reset.
Yep.
It's springtime, time of renewal. Talk to them real quick, Christine. Tell them what's on your heart.
This is a life process. This is a lifelong
yes.
process. This is not to be looked at like a diet fad or one of those like, oh, I'm just going to do this for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
This, you need to put this in your brain like I'm changing my life.
Yes.
So this is not going to be an overnight thing. You can't beat yourself up about this like, oh, I had a couple carbs today or I had a like, oh, it's over. It's
mm-hmm.
over. I've wasted my life with this whole carb thing, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. You've worked so hard. Don't beat yourself up because you had one bad day.
Right.
But don't make one bad day turn into 17 bad days, right? Get back on track.
Good advice.
Like, you know, reach out. Talk to somebody. Get your support system. Always have a support system.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it's me, if it's one person, if it's the center is there for a reason. They are open all the time.
Yes.
Use them. They are usable. They are lovely,
yes.
wonderful, open, non-judgmental. Please, I have asked them a zillion and one questions, and that's how you stay on track. But remember, it is a lifelong process.
Yes.
And it is not to be like, you know, just this whole like, oh, I did my 10-week challenge and now I can just, you know,
go back and eat a gallon of ice cream.
Bop around.
Yeah.
No. You know, you're changing your life for a reason because you started, and now we need to keep it moving.
There you go. There you go. Great advice. We have about 1 minute.
Okay.
So let me say this. First of all, this has been the week of no excuses. This is a great time if you're a current member to hit the reset button.
Yep.
Okay. If you're struggling, you need to talk to one of the team. Talk to Christine. Talk to one of the other coaches. Talk to any of the instructors. You know you can talk to Ron and Lauren. We are all in this for you. Okay. That's something that you have to know. The other thing I just want to say is thank you to you for sharing yourself, for being transparent, like we spoke about earlier, for being vulnerable and, you know, not getting mad at me for sharing your picture.
Oh, never.
But that was just awesome. So
never.
Clap it up for you, Christine. Thank you so much. We are going to sign off here. I'm going to end the broadcast right here on here. Wave goodbye, Christine. Thanks again. And for our radio audience, this has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. My name is Mark. I have been your host. I will be back next week, next Wednesday. Don't miss out. Always remember to take it to the max. Boom.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was sentenced on Wednesday to a total of 81 months in prison in connection with his guilty plea related to foreign lobbying and witness tampering, a term he will serve including the 47-month sentence handed down in a separate case in Virginia last week. Former Department of Justice official John Yoo on the sentencing.
I think the sentence here was quite fair. I think Paul Manafort's defense attorney is not doing him a good turn by complaining about the judge. The judge could have sentenced him up to 10 years. He got less than 4 years here.
Actress Lori Loughlin is in police custody. She surrendered in Los Angeles to law enforcement in connection to the largest cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. Loughlin and her husband are accused of paying around $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal wants to ground all Boeing 737 MAX airplanes. He says the United States should follow the lead from other countries.
There is no reason for American flyers to be less safe than China, Ethiopia, Argentina, Mexico, and now apparently the United Kingdom.
You can add Canada to that list as well, and the United States has said they're going to wait and see what comes about of the FAA investigation before making any decision. A man was arrested after allegedly stealing firearms from a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives facility in West Virginia. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Federal officials fear thousands of guns were stolen from an ATF facility in West Virginia. The case began when police searched Christopher Lee Yates' car and found a pistol. They ran a check and quickly determined the gun had been stolen. Officials are concerned it may have been an inside job.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A federal watchdog group clears President Trump's former Interior Secretary. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's been cleared of trying to influence a special election in Pennsylvania. The Office of Special Counsel saying in a letter on Monday that it found no evidence Zinke violated the Hatch Act, which bars federal employees.